actually had a speaking role. So it's kind of an interesting story. I'm a lifelong musician. And so I was playing at the Holiday Inn at the time in the club, and was working six nights a week out there as the entertainment in the club. And that's where all the crew and everybody from the movie was staying. So I got to know them all in the first few weeks, and of course was excited about the potential because I did acting in high school and took some in college, and ended up meeting the kind of main lady, and she liked me a lot, enjoyed my music, and would come in. They'd all come in every single night, and ended up auditioning and got the part. And I was handing rations out of the back of a truck, and I just had a couple, two or three lines. There was a black lady who was upset because she wasn't getting the rations, and they brought her up to the, or were holding her back, really, to the back of the truck while I was handing out rations. So you get some shots of me and a couple lines, and I have a large confession to make. This should really make the top of the, when we were doing the scene, it's a huge scene, lots of people, and we'd practice it through maybe just once or twice. So when they were getting ready to do the first take or second take or something, and they gave the signal to go, and I couldn't think of my line. It was just one of those sweat pop out things. And some other person said the line from the movie itself. And then I had a couple lines after that that I was able to lock back in on. But still, if you listen to the scene, you can hear someone else say the line that I was supposed to say. They weren't showing me at the time. But and only I know that, and no one else really would have remembered that until this moment. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and raise my hands.